You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
For the first time in 15 years, South Africa will be receiving a new gold mine. That is because the team at West Wits have announced today that officially Qala Shallows is going to be opening up. We can expect this mine to provide us with quite a significant amount of gold over its life for the next 17 years. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by the Group MD and a CEO at West Wits, Rudy Daisel, to take a look at this and see what you make of it. Rudy, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I suppose congratulations are in order. Certainly a historic moment for the business. How are you feeling at the moment?
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy, and thank you for having me. No, it's a unbelievable, exciting time for us. It was quite a long road to get to this point. And yeah, we officially started it today. But we actually already brought out our first ore out of the mine in the last week of October. So, yeah, it's a great, great, exciting time for us.
Rudy, tell us about the prospects of the mine. Tell us about the size of the mine, everything from exploration to where we are today. I can imagine it's been quite the journey to get to getting the first ore out. Tell us about what we can expect from the business now that we have crossed that significant milestone.
Yeah, look, so it was quite a long process to get to this point. I mean, we already started mobilizing in July. And like I said, we brought out our first ore. We just completed our first production month under November. And all went quite well in terms of the project. It ran smoothly in terms of the program itself and still on budget. So things are great for us. So the big idea for us now going forward is that we would like to build up to that first pour. We are processing our gold ore at Isilweni plant. And then we are starting off with a stockpile up to 30,000 tons run of mine ore, of which we then will start feeding material into the plant for that first pour. And we expect that in March 2026.
Rudy, tell us about the capacity of the mine over its lifespan. What is the aim to get to when we talk full production and we talk full, I suppose, processing? What is the capacity we're aiming for here?
So the steady state production for us will be around 65,000 run of mine ore. That will produce about 70,000 ounces per annum. Now, that buildup will be up to over 3 years when we hit that steady state point. And then we will have a life of mine of 17 years of this particular mine. Now, this is really just the start of what we call our West Wits Basin project, because we do have aspiration to actually build our project up to around 200,000 ounces per annum. So that will then basically start up over time, and we still need to do some feasibilities on that. But the most important thing is that we would like to walk before we run, and Qala Shallows is exactly that. We'll start it up, and from there on, we will build up and in a phased approach and get up to what we believe we can actually produce.
Certainly a good time to be getting into gold mining with the gold price at its current levels. But I can imagine, given that this is a 17 and a half year mine project, that wasn't the only reason. Rudy, take us through the plans from a West Wits point of view. At a group level, I can imagine the business is not just looking at this as a singular project. Take us through what else the group is working on.
Yeah, so we are on a point now that we started Qala Shallows, and we actually have a revenue created business, creating business. And the plan now is to do some studies in what we call our Project 200, like I just mentioned. And we've also got some plans to start with some exploration work in our mining right area, which is about 1,800 hectares big in the specific area. There's a resource of about 5 million ounces available. And this Qala Shallows only takes out 1 million ounces over its life of mine. So obviously there's a lot more resources to be mined. And the idea now is to start with those studies to get that project up and running. and as well as the exploration work. So then we are going to expand much quicker or much bigger than what we've currently got in Carlos-Shales.
Rudy, any export plans from a gold perspective? Any offtake agreements that we can look at or speak to at the moment?
Yes. So we've got a signed and executed agreement with Sibanye-Stillwater. So this project is quite unique in the sense that we do not have our own plant. We actually got a toll treatment agreement with Sibanye-Stillwater at their Isilweni plant. It's about 40 kilometers away from our mine. You know, that obviously had a lot of upside in terms of the amount of capital that is required for this project. But ultimately, if we want to get into that project 200, we would need to look at our own plant. So that's the idea. But look, yeah, it's going through Sibanye-Stillwater and then through Rand refineries. And this is how our processing agreement actually works.
Sometimes it's really nice to have gold in your backyard, as evidenced by Carlos-Shales. All the best to you and the team. Rudy, we wish you guys all the best of success, and may you make the most of this latest gold rush. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much. That was Rudy Daisel, the Group Managing Director and CEO at West Wits, joining us to discuss the new gold mine that opened up in South Africa for the first time in 15 years.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.